Exclusive. Representative Andy Ogles tells Pam Bondi he is ready to assist in bringing Epstein documents to light, drafting PEDO Act. By Hannah Knudsen on February 26, 2025. Representative Andy Ogles, RTN, is standing by ready to assist Attorney General Pam Bondi in bringing light to the Epstein documents. The congressman made clear in a February 26 letter first obtained by Breitbart News, previewing legislation he is drafting to this end titled, the Preventing Epstein Documentation Obliteration Act, or PEDO Act. Ogles began the letter by congratulating Bondi on her successful confirmation as Attorney General and said he is particularly encouraged by her determination and commitment to release documentation related to Jeffrey Epstein. Further, Ogles extended his full support to her office, telling Bondi that if there are any barriers, including statutory blocks, he is more than ready to help. Should you encounter any statutory barriers to the expeditious public release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list or other pertinent information related to his activities, to include circumstances in which any such documentation is housed in other federal agencies, I stand ready to assist, he wrote before noting that he is also taking proactive steps to ensure that this information sees the light of day. To that end, upon hearing reports that certain FBI agents are allegedly attempting to destroy critical records, I am currently drafting legislation entitled the Preventing Epstein Documentation Obliteration Act, or the PEDO Act, he revealed, expressing the need for radical transparency in matters implicating the integrity of our justice system. He continued. For years, the American public was intentionally kept in the dark by an increasingly paternalistic and condescending federal bureaucracy. It was, in the judgment of lifelong federal employees, not the business of the American people to inquire about matters of public interest. When President Kennedy was assassinated, our fellow citizens demanded answers from a government that was all too willing to stymie the truth. Americans endured the same kind of top-down dismissive hand-waving following the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and one of your predecessors, former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. A decades-long obfuscation campaign has clearly marginalized trust in our institutions and has contributed to all sorts of alternative theories and motivations regarding the deaths of these men. The strength of our republic depends heavily upon the trust of the people we are privileged to serve, the Tennessee lawmaker added. I again emphasize my particular gratitude for your personal sacrifice and commitment to America and have full confidence that you are the change agent our nation needs to turn back on the clock on bureaucratic slow walking. The letter comes days after Bondi, confirmed on February 4 in a 54-46 Senate vote, revealed that files related to the late convicted sex offender were on her desk. She also confirmed that she also had files related to the assassinations of former President John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., two individuals Ogles mentioned in his letter as well. When asked if the Department of Justice, DOJ, would release Epstein's client list, Bondi told America Reports, "It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that, I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president. From all of these agencies," she explained last week. Ogles' letter also comes on the heels of Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, asking newly confirmed FBI Director Kash Patel to release the flight logs from Epstein's private jet as well as the records of the infamous Little Black Book. Related, absolutely, Kash Patel declares he will make Epstein case details public if confirmed as FBI Director.